B-Pod Studios.
Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Mark Farzetta, Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynch, Sam Wilson with you today. And I got a major problem, Bob. I got a major problem, Jamie.
Just one today?
It was like one major problem in our fine sports world, in our universe, in our sports universe. It's really bothering me. Because I saw this question a little bit more yesterday, and I was really hoping it wasn't going to be it wasn't going to be one of those things that was going to ninja my brain. It was going to be like a seed was planted in my brain, and as over time, the seed was watered, and it grew into a plant of rage and fury.
Okay.
And really wanting to fight against stupidity, basically. And the question is, now that sports are starting to, now the ball's starting to roll with the NHL and the NBA is supposed to have a better proposal in place and plan in place on Friday. Not that anything's going to be finalized by Friday, but it's going to be all out on the table, hopefully, by tomorrow. So we'll see how that goes. At least the initial plans here. Now they had to shift from the 16 teams now to 20 to 24 teams being involved in this tournament that they want to have. This, what do they call it? Playoff Plus?
Yeah.
Which is just what the NHL is doing with different language, which was fine with me. But now that we have the ball rolling to have sports back, is it legitimate? Is the champion of the NBA or the NHL going to be a legitimate champion? And I cannot stress to you enough, yes, absolutely, undoubtedly, I don't even need an asterisk next to it. They are the champion of the league. That city, whoever wins, hopefully it's Philadelphia, will feel euphoria that their team wins a championship in a pandemic shortened or even abridged or modified season or playoff run. I don't give a damn if the rest of the lockouts or the rest of the strikes or whatever they may be over the course of time have not led to an illegitimate championship, then why the hell should a pandemic lead to an illegitimate championship? If you got to fight over money like they do in strikes and lockouts between owners and players, and that championship still counts, why wouldn't it count during a pandemic? Like, I feel like this is such a stupid question that literally pisses me off.
Wow.
I can't.
You worked up on this.
I really am. Because you know what it is? We've pined for this. We've waited for this. We deserve this as sports fans that have craved this outlet of sports during this entire time. And now that we have it, people actually want to put a quarter in the machine of, yeah, but does it count? Are you serious? Exactly. I don't see how anyone else can see it any other way than, of course, it's legitimate.
No. Yeah. As long as everything is on a level playing field, like we talked about earlier, as far as the playoffs go.
Yeah.
If everything's on a level playing field, then the best team will come out of that playoff system, whatever it may be, and they'll be the champions. Now, could it be a case where, I don't know, say the 76ers do win the NBA championship and people say, oh, well, that sucks because they really weren't the best team in the league this year.
Well, you can say that all the time.
The best team in the league doesn't always win.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen hot goalies in the NHL carry teams to NHL Stanley Cups that you never thought would happen. So the legitimacy is fair because you're all on a level playing field. As long as that is the case, as long as Team A needs to win 16 games, you're the champion, and everybody has that opportunity, if you do that, you're the best in the world. That's fine.
I had to get that off my chest. I feel better now. Thank you.
All right, I got your back.
Not to have everybody like you're not my therapy session, but I just needed to get that out, basically. That's how I feel about that question of, is it legitimate or not? Like, really, like, that's the conversation we got to drive to. I just want to nip that in the bud as soon as possible, and I feel like we just did that.
You know who's doing it? Teams that don't, or people that think their teams can't win.
Cowards are doing.
Yeah,
it.
Exactly.
There you go, Jamie. You cowards. That's it.
It's not going to be a conversation of like, oh, the Sixers won it. Yeah, but they weren't that good. It'll just be,
so
the Sixers won in 2020. Oh, that was the year of the pandemic, right? Yeah. That's it. That's all.
Exactly.
You're still the champions.
You played 48 games in the NHL. You've played, 50 games in the NBA. You've crowned champions after that. Now, the only thing is, I will say it probably is going to suck is, man, probably no parade. But
hopefully, well, that would suck. Then
it
would
suck, but that doesn't mean it's not legitimate, the actual win.
Yeah.
When you go to the Wells Fargo Center next and you look up at the rafters, is there going to be a championship right there? Is that banner going to have an asterisk on it? Hell no.
No.
Absolutely not. And in the record books, it shouldn't either. I just really feel like It's something that you're starving for, and someone brings you like your second favorite meal, and you're like, oh, wait, you don't have the steak and potatoes? Like, come on!
Lobster's fine, but I'd prefer steak and potatoes.
Where I have the turf. Where's the surf? You know what I'm saying? That's ridiculous. But anyway, Max Scherzer, exhale, move forward. Max Scherzer yesterday could have either saved baseball or actually doomed baseball. I still haven't made up my mind as to which one, but put it this way. After Max Scherzer put the gauntlet down, something's going to happen in the next couple of days where we will know definitively whether or not there's going to be a baseball season. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I think he's 100% in the right, but
1,000%.
I think it's going to work. I think the owners will eventually cave because they like money too much, and the thought of not making any will make them not sleep at night.
We were talking about this yesterday, and this is the route Max Scherzer went. Max Scherzer basically ignored the owner's last offer of the sliding pay scale. And he goes, yeah, no, like, I don't know what that was, but that, okay, I guess good try by you guys. Here's the deal. We're not talking about this anymore. We've agreed to take a prorated pay cut for the games that we miss. We're not taking, is in his words, not mine, a second pay cut just because you think you're going to lose more money than you originally anticipated. Hey, guess what? Bad move by you, owners. You're supposed to be the businessman, and here you are taking back your offer that you put out on the table because the initial offer you made was not well-founded. Bad business there, owners. So Scherzer comes out and says, you know what? We're not taking a second pay cut, but how about this? Show us the receipts.
Show me the money.
Show me your tax forms, basically. He says, show me the revenue stream. I want to see advertising.
That's what I said yesterday. I'm dying exactly to know what it is.
Great point. When he came out yesterday and said, show me the receipts, basically, he said exactly what Jamie was saying yesterday, which was, show me the revenue stream. Yeah. I want to know. I want to see with my own eyes
that you're losing.
What you're doing. I want to know.
The money!
I want to know what the receipts say. I want to know what you're making in advertising dollars, the amount of money you're losing in advertising dollars. When it comes to ticket sales, how much you'll lose. Basically, everything across the table, I want to see the revenue flow, the cash flow for your business, the team I play for, in order to justify any drastic type of pay difference you want to give to any one of these players. And here's the other thing.
Show me the money.
Scherzer's speaking for the players. I mean, he made the rounds yesterday and talked to players and talked to the MLBPA and said, all right, good, we're all on the same page here, which is always amazing to me considering there's so many more players that are not making the buku bucks, as they say. There's so many other players that are like, I think I'll be in the league next year. I'm not really sure. You know, the guy's just really trying to break in. And as we talked about it with Ricky Pitalico yesterday, he said the same thing. But he'd most likely go play the game.
Yeah.
But when you have this amount of, union, basically, between the players, they're all on a united front here and saying, yeah, we're not doing the second pay cut. If you even want a chance at that second pay cut, show me the money.
I think it's the first brilliant move they've had because, you know why? Owners sure as hell don't want to do that. So they'll come to a table with a better offer.
Here's a crazy, crazy statement. If those numbers came out, people would think that we're baseball players off. Are grossly underpaid.
Yeah. And seriously, we're getting ripped off paying $7.50 for a hot dog.
Yeah.
Which we are. But when you see, like, you know, 750% profit on a hot dog, you're like,
I mean, could you imagine that if this comes, if somehow the books get opened, people saying, oh my God, everybody should get Bryce Harper money. Mm. That's how much money they have.
And that's why they'll come back with a better offer.
Yeah, imagine.
Because that ain't happening.
No, absolutely not.
Great move by the players.
Finally. It's a definitive move. It is it's a line in the sand. It's like, all right, you want to play this game? Let's play this game.
You don't make money without us.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always the back and forth, and they're also not getting paid that money without the owners. I get it, but nobody wants you to see how much money they make, because in our minds, like human beings' minds, we look at it and go, oh, I can see why some of that should be mine. You know what I mean? Like, people do that with money, and it's awful, but that's what people do.
Yeah.
So the minute the owners actually open up the books to show the players, or at least are threatened to do so, that's where things could progress a little bit further. I did not expect this move by the players. And Max Scherzer, as I said, he could be the motivating factor to either save baseball for this year, which is still, look, you can't ignore it. It's still a mistake. They're still taking a huge loss this year by going up, as we'll talk about for the next couple of months, by going up against the NHL and the NBA during their best possible time. The MLB will be taking the way, way back seat to all of this. So they've already taken a loss by not owning the summer as they once did. As of right now, Scherzer could be the guy to say, baseball's happening or baseball's not happening because of his moves yesterday. And I think it's a brilliant thing. As a guy that still wants baseball to happen, it's a brilliant thing by Max Scherzer and the players. I just don't think the owners are going to come around and say, oh, yeah, sure, take a look at our books. Ain't going to happen. Not even a little bit.
No. So there, here comes the negotiation, right?
Mm-hmm.
The owners threw out that horrible, horrible proposition to the players the other day. And the players decided, all right, what's our comeback? Show me the money.
Yeah.
If you want great comeback.
If you want it to be this drastic, where you're talking about $28 million pay cuts for the upper echelon players, then you better show me how you're justifying that.
Because what the players said yesterday is non-negotiable.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we talked about it yesterday. Uh-huh. Look, you might go in and say, I want this amount of money. You overdo it. Somebody comes back and you settle somewhere in between. And that's what the owners are doing by throwing something ridiculous out there. Players throw out there, show me your money.
Yeah.
How?
Like, that's not negotiable. That's like, they're not going to say, okay, we'll show you a little bit. Uh-huh. No. Show us the money and then we'll talk.
I think this move by the players is the throw the hands up in the air type of move that is just like, all right, we're not doing this. We've already lost a lot of time.
Yeah.
We as players don't want to lose any more money either. Let's call it what it is. We're either going to have a season or we're not going to have a season. And this is the definitive move by the players that will force the hand either way. It'll force the hand of the owners to go, all right, you know what? We're not going to do it. We'll see you next year. Or it's going to be the players saying, you know what? We're not playing. Hands in the air. We're done.
Is this Scherzer going rogue or is this calculated by the players union?
I think there's a little bit of rogueness to it, but he didn't do it without talking to all the players.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't do it without. I think
that. It's so weird to me that Tony Clark and the players' union isn't the one being the face of this.
Yeah.
Why force your employees to be the face of it? It's smart regardless, but I just find it weird they're kind of like,
I thought that too, but I thought it was like Mark was saying, I think it's more calculated because who do the fans take it more from? A player or the union rep, and who do the owners really get kicked in the can more by? A player saying it or the player rep?
Yeah, as long as it's an executed plan they have.
And I think it
like
was.
I thought Blake Snell became an enemy in all this.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
because he became a face for it, and it was like, well, he was kind of right, but he said it in a tone deaf kind of way. So I just found it weird that they would let players kind of do that. But as long as it's a unified front and Scherzer's a spokesman, kind of, then it's brilliant.
I think Scherzer did his due diligence. I think he spoke to players. I think he was in the union meetings and all that stuff. And then I think he just said to hell with Tony Clark. Like, somebody needs to look.
Somebody needs to make a move here.
Not just somebody needs to make a move. Somebody needs to look good from our side of the table here.
And maybe that's planned out, too, because I was thinking this yesterday also. Maybe they're smart enough to say, man, Snell made us really look bad. Tony Brown can try to make him look as good as they want, but he can't do it. It's got to be a player. So then you go to another player and you say, are you cool doing this? And he says, yeah, sure. Owner, show me the money. I think if it wasn't calculated, it was a mistakenly brilliant move by the players. Mm-hmm. But I would go lean more towards with you, Mark, that it was calculated.
I think it was. I don't think Scherzer went to like Tony Clark and said, hey, I just want to let you know something. I'm going to go out and say this.
Yeah.
I think he was just like, okay, I have the information.
Yeah, I've talked to enough players that I feel comfortable saying this.
I'm Max Scherzer.
Yeah.
Who are you again? You're the guy running the PA? Okay.
I win Cy Youngs.
Deuces. Okay, man.
Shut up, Tony Clark.
Good luck to you.
Shut your mouth.
So, did he?
That to be the case.
Did he get in front of a mic? Scherzer, it was all tweet.
Yeah.
2020, Bob.
So
2020.
I know, but that's my thinking where he didn't talk to Tony Clark. My thinking is that he talked to the players and said, you know what, guys, you on board with this? Hey, you call Bryce Harper, call Mike Trout, call the highest paid players around. You guys cool with this?
Yeah,
go ahead, have at it.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's something like this needed to happen after that offer from the owners. And I wonder, when you do look at this, how you divide blame. And I have been pretty definitive. I hate choosing sides when it comes to an argument like this because they're both wrong in essence. But the owners to me have totally botched this, have totally dropped the ball, throughout these negotiations. And you know what? Maybe them making such a stupidly insulting offer to the players initially actually expedited the process.
Yeah, they asked for this.
Yeah, once you totally demean somebody else and they respond with a, oh, hell no. That's where you know it's going to actually, where you're going to get a yes or no answer, as in, yes, we're going to have baseball, or no, we're not going to have it. At least that happened. And maybe this saved us a couple of more weeks of going, I wonder if there'll be baseball. I think that's what this, again, line in the sand, definitive moment, when you have Max Scherzer basically coming out and addressing a couple of different things here. Not really getting approval from Tony Clark, as far as we know, just going out there and putting the words out there on social media, saying we're not taking a second pay cut, let's move on. He knows that that's not going to be accepted by owners. There's going to be another negotiation. So he says, you know what? If you want to have another negotiation on a pay cut, show me the money. Give me the receipts. Give me the tax forms. I want to know the revenue streams. I want to know the money you're actually losing throughout this entire season. Credit to Max Scherzer. I still hate the Nationals, but credit to Max Scherzer.
Yeah. Show me the money you're not making.
Mm-hmm. Now,
not that you're losing.
Right.
Ain't nothing coming out of your pocket.
Believe owners?
No, I think, but
nobody does, right?
No, but here's the other thing. the other part of this, and by the way, and I'll say this again to isolate the Phillies here and John Middleton and the Buck Cousins. They've been amazing throughout this whole process of COVID-19, throughout this entire pandemic. And I believe they're one of a few teams that are still paying minor league players. That's not a blanket statement. I don't want to make that blanket statement, but I've heard through the grapevine that they are still planning to at least pay their minor leaguers, which I know a team like the A's have already come out and said,
oof.
Oh, yeah, we're not doing it.
What a bad look.
$400 a week?
Yeah. $1 million it came out to. Yeah. The guy's worth $2.2 billion.
Billion.
Yeah. Not million.
Not
billion.
Not a positive look.
Yeah.
But here's what we do know about the Phillies. They've been great with their employees through COVID-19. All right? So they have not been a selfish group of owners. But in terms of these negotiations with the players, as we said 2 weeks ago, it's going to get ugly. Well, it's pretty damn ugly right now.
Yeah.
Now it's just a matter of whether or not you got to look at that ugly face for the next couple of weeks. Or if we were saved by Max Scherzer just dropping the gauntlet. And I'll use that phrase multiple times. Now, the other thing is, this is some good news. Like Phil Murphy said 2 days ago now, Tom Wolf then said yesterday, let the sports begin. You guys can practice. You guys can be at the team facility. There'll be limitations, but you could be there. You could get things underway. So it's a great sign for the Eagles. It's obviously a great sign, as it was 2 days ago for the Sixers. Ben Simmons was at the practice facility. Saw photos of him walking out to his car shirtless. No cornrows. Looked all sweaty. So yeah. He was getting a good workout in, I assume. Either that or just went there to go to the sauna. I don't know.
Any Embiid shots?
I did not see Embiid.
Interesting.
I did see Ben. Ben looked in shape. But then again, he always looks in shape.
Yeah, he's like the most in shape dude in the NBA.
Yeah, he's pretty easy.
I don't think he tires. No. He's the fastest kid alive. Apparently sweats.
But he was glowing at least yesterday walking out to his car. But it was so weird. Even that little glimpse of seeing Ben Simmons look like he just got done a workout at the practice facility, it gave me so much more hope for the season. Now, the NBA still has a lot of wrinkles to iron out, as does the NHL, as we've learned. The NHL, even though they're the ones that came out with their first announcement for their plan, making it official more or less with some other things to be ironed out, the NBA still has a lot to do to even get to the point that the NHL's at, even though they both still have things to iron out.
I'm still not convinced the NHL is really too much further ahead than anyone else.
They just
verbalized it.
We're
hoping to do this. Maybe by the beginning of July, not before July. Mm-hmm. Not sure where, but probably two places.
But is it not good to at least hear a league say that? Everything else is covert. Everything else is
league. I don't mind covert. Come out when you have a definitive statement. And like everybody's all hyped up. And even Sam Carcitti yesterday, who's an NHL writer, it took him to hear himself talk about it to say, holy crap, this isn't all that great, is it?
Mm.
Like, that's the feeling I came out of. Like I said to you yesterday, I didn't want to be Debbie Downer. I didn't want to say, like, what are they saying? Like, what's definitive here?
I get it.
So, I'm glad that they said something. They just didn't say anything.
I still rather have a league with their commissioner come out and say, we've talked to the players' union. We've talked to the owners. This is what we feel comfortable doing. We still have things to work out. I wanted the definitive, hey, we're starting on this date.
Yeah.
And we're starting
and
camp
here's
on this
date. Here are the cities.
Right.
And here's the definitive plan.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us you've been talking.
Well, they pretty much have most of it agreed to. They still have a lot of it agreed to.
It's like, we're getting married. Really? Congrats. Well, we had our first date the other day. I think I'm going to marry her. I think she's the one.
I had a good feeling. She gave me butterflies.
Yeah.
Right? I got butterflies. You know what I mean?
It was, yeah. I don't know. Maybe I went into it like, all right,
diarrhea.
Good. Yeah. Like, here's something. And it was. It was.
Feel the flutter in your
squirts.
Stomach. Yeah.
It was Hershey squirts. That's what it was. It was like.
Bobby.
It was, right? But I mean, am I the only one that feels like, James, did you come away from what Gary Bettman said with a real feeling of positivity? And like, I'm positive every league is going to start back up at some point. Yeah. I mean, it's going to happen. But what Bettman said was just kind of, yeah.
Why are you saying anything when there's no firm plan?
Yeah, I just assumed you were talking, and I assume that you're talking to experts, and I assume that you want to get back to lay out these, as you said yesterday properly, these skeletal plans doesn't really do me any good.
Yeah, I don't even know, I don't know the body shape. Like, yeah. I just know the skeleton.
It's water with no form.
As of right now,
it really is.
Right, and you're not sure of the shape of its container yet.
Exactly.
I get what you're saying, but I will say this. It was at least good to have a commissioner of a league stand in front of fans and stand. Granted, he was in his dining room or wherever the hell he was, and that's fine. But it was at least good to say, "Here's what we got," and it wasn't, "Oh, this report coming out of TSN."
I totally agree with you there, Mark.
You know, "Oh, here's what we got." This tweet coming out from a national hockey writer. You know what I'm saying? It was better to have a face to it, saying, "Here's what we got." It wasn't, "We got nothing." It wasn't nearly as specific as we would have liked to it have been, for it to have been. And as I said yesterday, I was disappointed that we didn't have the dates. We didn't even have the hub cities.
Yeah.
That we didn't have the host cities for this. It was like, where are you playing? We don't know. When are you starting? Not really sure.
Sometime after July 1st.
Cool. Thanks. But at least to know from the league, I mean, it doesn't get any more official than the commissioner coming out and saying it. I'm at least hoping that it's a nudge in the right direction for an NBA league, for Adam Silver to go, all right, guys, the NHL is already getting credit more or less for coming out and saying, here's essentially our plan. Not even, here's our plan.
Yeah.
Here's what we're thinking about. We need to put something together. They're going to meet tomorrow. Hopefully they get something hammered out, where we'll have a lot more details about what they want to do. The thing that worries me, though, about the NBA, and we'll talk to our own Devon Givens coming up at 9:10 today, a little after 9 o'clock to talk about the NBA's plan. The NBA could have a huge monkey wrench thrown into all of this. And that is, this whole time, they've been talking about 16 teams. Damian Lillard's like, and go to hell.
Yeah.
You're going to have to expand that. The NHL says they're going to have that, you know, basic end of the regular season, more or less, qualifying round before they really determine the playoff seeding. The NBA is now considering not just maybe 16 teams, but maybe 20, maybe 24 teams. They're going to have to do something very similar to the NHL. And I think overall the NHL, and this also goes into my argument about legitimacy, they're not just saying cut it off and start the playoffs. They're saying, no, we're going to be playing for seeding. They're going to be more or less, even though they don't count to the regular season stats, you're still more or less going to have a regular season, some meat left on the bone for the regular season that we'll gnaw out before we get to just the bone, the playoffs going on. And the NBA, I think, has to do that. So where's the monkey wrench come in? Well, it comes in at the idea that you don't have two host cities. As of right now, you just have Orlando. So I don't know if they got to go back to the drawing board and find another host city, but that's going to be something that we'll be waiting with bated breath for.
Well, going back to the drawing board is exactly what Gary Bettman led me to believe when I heard his stuff yesterday, because as Sam Cricchetti pointed out yesterday, he's talking about the season maybe going into September, October. Okay, what do you do next year?
I got a great plan for that, Bob.
And then the year after that.
I got a great plan.
And the draft.
Bob, great plan.
Okay.
I got a great plan.
All right.
Great plan in place. Great plan in place.
They're not going to give up games.
They're not going to give up games. That's fine. I got a great plan. Don't you worry.
Doubleheaders in hockey. Yes.
Your AHL teams play each other, and that counts towards your standings. No. We got Kenny in the Northeast. We got open lines after that. I don't want to be the guy that says he hates the question, but then asks the question. You know what I mean? Are people really looking at these leagues being illegitimate when they come to championships?
I've had conversations with friends, and my cousin Tim was like, "Yeah, no, it won't be legitimate."
How?
And I was like,
"How?"
And I was like, "That's dumb."
Thank you.
And I said, the entire league's on equal footing. They took a break in the season. Some teams it'll help. Some teams it might hurt. But they're all on equal footing returning.
All right.
Well, you still have to win the playoffs.
All right. When we come back, we'll discuss that a little bit further. We'll also get into the Mega Kajunga awesome plan that I feel like the NHL should at least do.
What was that again? Mega Kajunga?
Mega Kajunga awesome plan.
Okay. Never heard that before.
Official rollout name?
Yeah, that's just, you know.
Did you read that in a book?
Workshopping it?
Hell no, Bob. We both know that. Workshop. Working title. Time of the Fanatic, 625.
Fanatic Sports Update.
NBA Discussions. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by the Air Quality Partnership, a program of the DBRPC. Whether waiting for your kids or your curbside pickup, protecting your lungs is more important now than ever. Save gas and your lungs. Don't let your vehicle idle. The NBA and their Players Association are currently in discussion about allowing family members to join their players to head to Orlando to resume their season. Family members most likely won't be able to join the players until after the first round of eliminations and will be subject to all the same health and safety protocols as the teams. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is set to speak with general managers later today and the Board of Governors tomorrow afternoon. The NBA also announced yesterday that they have given clearance for all international players to return to the U.S. Players will be able to travel back to the States immediately, regardless of existing travel restrictions. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Barzetta in the Morning with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What did your college experience sound like? The closing bell. A busy hospital. Teams exploring new ideas. At Widener University, you'll get invaluable workplace experience through internships and co-ops. You'll learn alongside professors who are also industry insiders. You'll contribute to research that is shaping the future of the profession you're preparing to enter. And when you graduate, you won't be just starting your career. You'll be continuing the work you've been doing all along. Widener University. That's the inside track.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Piero's Italian Restaurant in Huntington Valley is heeding the call of the community. Takeout and delivery now available 7 days a week. And Piero's has added pizza to the menu to make it even easier to feed the whole family at home. Visit Piero'sItalianRestaurant.com now for this and many more offers. How are you weathering through this? Let us know. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
Redbox has fun and excitement the whole family will love. Get ready to solve the greatest mystery of all time. Stream the theatrical home release of Scoob. Scooby-Doo, Shaggy, and Mystery Incorporated face their biggest, toughest mystery yet and discover that Scooby's secret legacy could be the key to stopping a global dogpocalypse. Scoob is now available, so stream this premium rental with Redbox On Demand on your smart TV or favorite device today. Subject to applicable taxes, additional terms at Redbox.com.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
We're all in uncharted territory looking for ways to support our communities. At Dell Technologies, we're making sure small businesses have the right tech solutions. Dell Technologies advisors are here for you, from helping small businesses stay connected and productive while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams, to rapidly deploying remote work solutions that limit upfront costs with Dell Financial Services. We're standing by you every step of the way. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey guys, I know there's a lot going on right now in the world, and we're all shopping online. I just saw that AT&T started doing two really helpful things for those who want to buy a new phone or device online. They're offering fast, free, no-contact delivery and curbside pickup, so that online shopping is as simple and safe as possible. On top of that, they have a flexible return policy, so you can shop at ease. You can visit att.com to learn how to shop online from the safety of your home 24/7. Subject to change, restrictions apply.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack.
Oh.
One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You and Almonds versus that song by that guy. You've heard it a million times, and all day it's been right there on the very tip of your tongue. Suddenly you've got it, and you shout your realization from the rooftops. Then you realize you've just yelled, "Baby, that's the stuff," to a room full of strangers. It was worth it. And it's the stuff after all.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for those 6 grams of energy-giving protein in almonds, it might have remained on the tip of your tongue till the end of time. California Almonds. Own your everyday, every day.
Time crunchers, run with us on a John Deere Z535M Z-Track mower. Built to mow better, faster. Because sometimes you're up against the clock. Like Sunday evening when you've got to cut the grass before the family gets back. So you mow at full throttle with razor-sharp precision thanks to the Excel Deep mower deck. And when your family's right around the corner, you're already done. This is more than just grass. It's pride. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Z500 for more.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli here reminding you, please do not ignore potential electrical and fire hazards in your home. Social distancing in the light of the current public health crisis is crucial. However, if you have an urgent electrical issue in your home that needs attention, Fire and Electric is available to help, and they'll take every health precaution while doing so. If you're experiencing urgent electrical issues in your home, trust my electrician. Visit FarrenElectric.com. That's FarrenElectric.com.
Marzetta in the morning. Now.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, I got to know from our audience. So I think this is the way we ask the question. All right, because I want to know who we're talking to. I want to know if we're talking to people that agree with us or people. Now, Bob, definitively, do you consider the champions of these pandemic affected seasons will be legitimate champions?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so even playing field, everybody gets the same chance to win playoffs. Absolutely.
We are like the baseball players. We are a united front.
Yes, we are. Very good.
So, Sam, here's the question, Sam Wilson, that I want to roll out to the good people of Philadelphia. It comes down to whether or not you consider, will you consider as a sports fan, the champions of the pandemic-affected seasons to be legitimate champs? Yes or no? That's all I want to know from the good people of Philadelphia. 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by the United Rentals Power and HVAC for all your power generation HVAC rentals in the tri-state area. Visit unitedrentals.com. Give you my plan in a second, Bobby, when it comes to at least the NHL season. Let's get to our friend Kenny in the Northeast. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, good morning, brothers, man.
My man.
How you doing, Kenny?
Man, I just got a heavy heart, man. Sorry for the heavy heart call, man, but we need sports so bad right now in this nation, man. Like, if it's not COVID hitting 100,000, it's the same thing. I can't breathe. Like, it's nothing like feeling like this and going home and seeing the highlights of the Sixers beating the Lakers, man. Like, I need that right now, man. I never thought I'd feel this way from something that doesn't affect me directly. But, like, I'm numb right now. And I need sports to take, even if it's to take me away for 4 hours. But I got a second point. You know what I mean? That was just my vent. But it's for Bob. I always go to Bob with the basketball questions. I've seen this question, Luka. He's way better than Ben. And my thing is, people forget common sense. Ben is 6'11", and yet you rarely see someone handle the ball like he handles. Now, he's not shooting and scoring like Luka, but yo, he can push it. I'm not talking about Joel dribbling and barely handling. I'm talking about he handles it. And I watched Magic start off with a skyhook, and he got his shot. 5-6 years later, why are we not like that with Ben?
Try to get him to skyhook?
No, try to get him just, like, be patient. We was
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
patient with Magic.
Oh, yeah, Magic was a horrendous shooter early on in his career. And it's funny you bring that up, Kenny, because, you know, how they're replaying all the games now. I watched a lot of the Lakers-Celtics stuff back in the 80s, the Showtime Lakers running up and down the floor. A point guard, 6'9", in Magic, who didn't like to shoot but could run up and down. They had a tremendous offense. I really don't know why the Sixers just don't try to copy that. Try to do some of the things that those Lakers did. I know you had a James Worthy and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and others like that, but you have a lot of offensive talent on this team. I don't know why running up and down the floor might not be conducive for Ben Simmons and make this a better offensive team.
I just think that people forget he's 6'11". Yo, it's hard for someone that tall. Yo, he's a deer on that floor. And just to watch him, he doesn't just handle, he handles it, and he can push it for 40 minutes. He just got, Joel runs out of gas. You got Horford who runs out of gas. Like, yo, we need ballers that's going to run with him. And we got a Kareem and Joel. And we, like you said, if we can copy that, I'm patient with that, man. Like, I don't understand all this, yo, he got to shoot now. Yes, he's going to shoot, trust me. Because he's either that, or he's going to fade away.
Yeah,
it's going to fade out. But I just want to say, yo, we need sports because, listen, right now we need to come together. This nation is hurting, and we need it.
Kenny, real quick, I don't want to just gloss over because I know you mentioned the I Can't Breathe, man. I've seen the video. I saw the other video TMZ put out of the surveillance. In so many ways, it's heartbreaking, and you know, my prayers are in Minnesota right now, man, because that they need it. Everyone out there needs it, and I can't get over it myself. I'm still shaken by watching it.
Yeah, I mean, 9 minutes. Yo, listen, this how long we? This dude's been asking to breathe longer than I've been talking to you guys.
It's terrible, Kenny. Yeah. It's terrible.
You know
Kenny,
what I mean? So let's get back, man.
You can always call us for the outlet, my friend.
Yo, I appreciate it, man. Love you guys, man.
Thanks, Kenny.
Have a good one, man.
You too.
Back at you, Kenny. The thing, whenever people bring up Magic Johnson and Ben Simmons, I understand. I wasn't watching Magic live and in person in the early 80s, right?
Some of us were.
but I just say that.
You think it was like on black and white film or something?
I say that. If I speak as if I watched it myself, people are like, kid needs to shut up. He doesn't know the 80s. You know what I mean? And I'm like, come on. The 80s, I didn't really miss a lot. All right. You know, the whole thing with the whip it thing. Like that. What else happened? Madonna? Come on.
Yeah. The 80s was...
I'm kidding, Bob. I know it was a party.
Well, Magic had
I've seen Scarface.
Magic had the benefit of not having the world's biggest microscope on him. Because now, between social media and how many eyes are on the NBA, I mean, I don't know what viewership was in 1983 for a finals game, but I would imagine today's audience is much larger.
Well, it was funny because, honest to God, in 79, when he and Bird faced off against each other in the NCAA tournament, people knew enough at that time to say, here's the future of the NBA.
Isn't that still one of the highest-rated NCAA championship games ever?
I swear to God, I remember that day like it was yesterday. It was Kenny Loggins singing This Is It was the theme. I remember going out and playing ball all afternoon waiting for that game to start because it's not like now. You heard of Larry Bird. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You've heard of Magic Johnson.
You've known about Ben Simmons since he was in high school. He's living under this microscope of social media where his workouts in the summer are on social media. Mm. Magic didn't have any of that. He was kind of, I hate to use the term flying below the radar, but kind of flying below the hate. Public-filled radar.
In that time, he wasn't, though. The radar is way bigger now.
It's huge now.
But, man, all eyes were on him. From that night in 79 when they played against Indiana State, it was like, here's the future of the NBA.
This guy could be great if he developed a jump shot. It was, look, this guy's amazing.
Yeah, you're a good point.
But I think...
It wasn't critiquing. Now we critique too much.
Well, yeah, because we have a lot more information to critique. But
we have analytics now.
What I'm saying is Magic Johnson, his career, averaged 20 points a game 4 times, maybe?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, the standards are different because you're being compared to Magic.
Right. I get it. But what I'm saying is he wasn't really that great, phenomenal scorer. He developed his game. He got better at his game. He wouldn't just take being an all-star. He wanted to be a guy that's a Hall of Famer, and that's exactly what he is, a Hall of Famer. I want Ben to have that same kind of drive and work ethic, and what hurts for all of us. And I think what's crazy is we know he has the work ethic, and I know he's driven. But to not watch him have the confidence in a game to do it and feel like there's so many better options to score than himself, well, no, you're pretty damn good, especially when you drive to the hole and that's what you do. And that's how you get your points. You go to the line. Hopefully you make some free throws for yourself. But by, as a point guard, you also want that spacing. You want to be able to set up your teammates in space. You want to be able to make sure that they're open down low so that you're not driving every time and they can have that space like a guy like Joel Embiid, who has openly admitted to not wanting to be a down low as much as people want him to be down low because he feels like he's got to make room for Ben. That's not how it should work. The point guard should be making room for other people.
Yeah.
It's complete opposite of basketball.
Yeah.
But my point is, with Magic Johnson, as relative as it is to Ben Simmons, outside of the critique because of the information that we have now, it really comes down to the fact you had a guy in Magic that developed his game over time. And that's what you need to see from a guy like Ben Simmons, 23, 24 years old, who needs to develop his game. If you come in at the level he's at now, which is an all-star more or less the last 2 years, then you got to take it to the next level. You can't just be like, I'm an all-star, so I'm good to go. No, if you're an all-star now at 22, 23 years old, then why not go out there and take it to the next level?
Well, if he's, let's say, all first NBA team defense this year, is that, I mean, that's a pretty good step.
That's great.
So I think Kenny's point was, like, Magic had 5 or 6 years to figure out the jump shot.
Right.
Ben, after two, we're like, shoot a jumper, you coward! Yeah. And it's like, all right, everybody chill out. The guy's taking steps before our eyes. If you don't want to see it, that's on you, but it's there.
And you talk about spacing. I mean, the league's all-time leading scorer was on Magic's team. And he did all his work from, like, 8 feet in, pretty much. I mean, Kareem could go out and hit that skyhook at, like, 12 feet, even 16 sometimes.
Which is insane.
Which is crazy. But he did most of his work down low. Was spacing really a problem back then?
I don't
know. You know what it was?
Nobody was bombing threes.
Yeah, well, they were shooting outside, though. Like, the thing was, when Magic passed to Kareem, he cut away from the ball, or he cut to the basket. Like, he did things that the Sixers don't do. I don't know, still don't know why, when the Sixers pass the ball inside to Embiid, why are they cutting off of him? Why are you running your defender to Joel Embiid, where it makes a double team so easy? Mm-hmm. I really think Brett Brown should take a look at those Lakers teams of the 80s. He might find something there.
They had size. They certainly had size.
There's a lot of common between those two teams.
610-632-0975. All right, we come back, I promise. I got a great idea for the NBA, or excuse me, for the NHL and what they need to do to kick
off
next
season. What did you call it?
The Mega Kajunga Awesome Plan.
Okay.
I think that's what I called it.
Yeah, Mega Kajunga. I'm going to write that down. Mega Kajunga. I believe it's going in my notes.
I believe that's. I think it's. That's in my head because of the movie Wayne's World.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say. I think it's officially an Ivy League word.
Definitely.
Nah, see.
With gangster? do you mean to go to Harvard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. We're going on vacation. So, time of the Fanatic 641. And ladies and gentlemen, Rothman Orthopedics is where you need to go for orthopedic care. Right now, they are doing everything they possibly can to make sure that they are taking care of people in our area. Rothman Orthopedics is exactly what you need right now to get you back to what you were. Rothman Orthopedics is doing something very special right now for our Fanatic listeners. Anyone listening right now, go to RothmanOrtho.com to look up all the information you need and how Rothman can get you back to the athlete that maybe you once were not too long ago. Rothman Orthopedics does a great job with specialized treatments, minimum invasive techniques that they have, and everything they're doing right now in the Delaware Valley to make sure that all the people that go to them for all their health needs are taken care of when it comes to orthopedic care. Rothman Orthopedics. Go to RothmanOrtho.com. That's RothmanOrtho.com to get taken care of.
Fanatic Sports Update.
MLB negotiations. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Family Jewelers. Family and Company Jewelers is now open for curbside pickup, consultation, sales, and consignments. Stay safe, but don't make love wait. Family and Company Jewelers, Route 70 in Marlton, South Jersey's Diamond Destination. According to Jeff Passan of ESPN, the MLB Players Association plans to send their revised economic proposal back to team owners by the end of the week. Washington Nationals starter Max Scherzer turned to Twitter last night to share players' disappointment in the original proposal. Scherzer stated that there is no need to renegotiate players' pay after they already agreed to prorated rates earlier in the shutdown. The reigning World Series champ also added that after talking it out with other players around the league, in order for players to even consider another pay cut, owners would have to make their financial documents available to the public. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Barzetta in the morning.
With Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic, in conjunction with our parent company, Beasley Media Group, is working to help those affected by the coronavirus pandemic in our area. Visit the Pro Shop at 97.5thefanatic.com and purchase special Philly Stands Together merchandise. 100% of the net proceeds benefit the PHL COVID-19 Fund, providing grants to organizations throughout Philadelphia and surrounding counties in PA and New Jersey to serve the needs of our most vulnerable neighbors and to ensure critical resources remain accessible for those with the greatest need. We are all in this together. Visit 975thefanatic.com for complete details.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/grow200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/grow200.
From nurses to truck drivers, doctors to grocery clerks, the front lines in today's crisis are filled with brave actions every day. And you can do your part by completing the 2020 census. This simple effort online, by phone, or by mail will help impact the next 10 years of healthcare, schools, and roads. All of our first responders need your response. So go to 2020census.gov today. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
It's time for some straight talk. Even though most live sports are on hold now, big wireless companies haven't stopped playing games. They're always trying to lock you into overpriced contracts. With Straight Talk Wireless, there are no contracts. It runs on America's best network, same as the big carriers, but you save up to 50%. $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. You might miss sports, but don't play games. You'll lose. Straight Talk Wireless. No contracts, no compromise.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
At AutoZone, we've always been here to help you get what you need to go where you need. That hasn't changed. Needing some battery help? We've got you. Whether it's a free battery test or a free charge, we can help you get started again. And if it's time for a replacement, we've got a full selection of batteries starting at $79.99. That's why we're America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track, 12 months ending December 2019.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition. Whoa. That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate five times the national average. That's right, five times. As represented by five times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Hey, Philadelphia. Things are slowly going back to normal, and Dunkin' wants to help get you running again. DD Perks members enjoy large hot coffees from Dunkin' for $1.49. Not a DD Perks member? Join on the Dunkin' app today for an easy, contactless way to order and pay, pick up in-store, or at the drive-thru. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions apply.
Barzetta in the morning. Now.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right. We have officially, I hope, put out our Twitter poll here. I just put it and put the wording there for you, Sam. Basically, it comes down to, will you consider the champions of these pandemic-affected seasons to be legit champs? Yes or no? And I hate this question. I don't ever want to hate our Twitter question. However, we need to ask it because I need to know who I'm talking to. I need to know what the people are feeling about whether or not these sports comes back. And I have said this multiple times. I can't look at it and go, I've been pining and waiting patiently for sports to return. And then once they do, all of a sudden go, yeah, but is it legit? Like, I don't care. Like, first off, yes, it is, to answer that question. And why are we just going back and forth on stupid details like this?
You're playing the playoff games, correct? Yeah, the winner is determined?
You're telling them ahead of time that they're playing for a championship?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's legitimate.
And they get time to ramp up and get a little training camp. Okay.
Yeah. And by the way, not only are they doing the training camp, but they're also kind of still playing a regular season. The NBA is, as of right now, taking a huge page, multiple pages, out of the NHL's book by saying, okay, yeah, the NHL's done. The regular season's over. However, what we're going to do now is have more or less a little bit of a regular season, kind of get the guys ramped up for a playoff scenario. Now, it's more or less all playoffs because you're still playing for something. Whether you're a top four seed in either the Eastern or Western Conference, you're still playing for a better seed going into the first and second round of the playoffs. So you're still even ramping up a little bit, but there's still something to be played for while everybody else is playing those five-game series in the qualifying rounds.
You have to have something that you're playing for. Absolutely. It can't just be like, oh, yeah, guys, just get ready for the next round. No, because as you stated, playing in meaningful games as opposed to games to get in shape, mm-hmm. that team's way more ready than the other.
1,000%.
Yeah.
1,000%. And if you're the NHL, the NBA, it's not like you're saying you're not legitimate. It's not like you're saying that. It's just in the court of public opinion, where will people side? Our Twitter poll is brought to you by Window Nation. Call 1-866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. My idea, my mega Kajunga idea that I think would be great for the NHL.
I can't wait for this.
For the 2020, excuse me.
Let me down.
It'll be the 2021 season.
Okay.
All right, because what you're going to do is you're going to have this. Just imagine this sports scene in general. All right, let's start it off with the NBA. The NHL, the NBA, they have their seasons this year. They finish it. They put a capstone on it. They crown a champion, as our friend Mark Jackson tells us, right? Crown a champion. The NBA does what Charles Barkley's been saying for years. And they start on Christmas Day. Boom!
Baseball's worst nightmare.
Mind blown, right? So they do that. You have that on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Then you turn around to early January to start the 2021 NHL season. Now, I don't know if they'll do it on New Year's Day. You got bowl games going on, right? You got things going on in college football, so they want to own that day, right? But maybe in that first week of January, you actually have a stadium series to kick off the NHL season. Imagine that being the first day. Because one of the major gripes about the Winter Classic or any stadium series game is that it doesn't mean anything. It's not like that. You get 3 points for the win that particular day. You get 5 points for that win that particular day. No, it doesn't. No effect on the standings. It has to mean. So there was thoughts about maybe having the All-Star game played outside. Maybe you do that. This would actually make it mean something. Sure, it would only be game one of the season, but game one is the season opener. That's how the NHL should kick off their season. So imagine you do that. You have maybe 65, 70 games, and you roll a little bit deeper than you normally do through the course of the year. So basically, I think what you need to do as the NHL to also build off the momentum that you might gain through baseball, taking the way, way back seat, is you kick off the season that way, and you go deeper than you normally would. No, you don't go into October. You don't go like you might do this year, like Bettman was saying. You don't go as long as you would this year.
Right.
You're not going to have the three-month break, basically. But what you do is you just kick it off with the mega Kajunga day. Stadium Series opens it up. Flyers playing wherever it might be, Citizens Bank Park, because, you know, the football season is going to be going on. So that'll be a little bit of an issue for the Eagles. So you're not going to have it there again. But you open it up that way. What better TV spectacular to start an NHL season than a stadium series?
Not bad.
And you just, look, I understand that it's going to be different. You're probably not going to play 82 games, but then you cut down the season a little bit. I think that'll be hard for a lot of the owners because they love that revenue. And as we learned through this whole thing, they don't really like losing money. And I love making that point because I don't think anyone ever thinks of that. No, but when you think about it from an owner's perspective, you're starting off with your biggest day. What better day to start off with? Same thing in the NBA. You're starting off on Christmas Day. What better day to start off with?
And then your season's carrying over to, say, not September, October, but maybe August.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you're crowning champions in those leagues then. And then what starts right up?
Is that football?
That football thing.
Oh, baby.
Hey, wow. Remember baseball?
So baseball gets its month.
I never understood why hockey started in like late September, early October.
I don't get it.
It makes no sense to me.
Zero.
Was it started based on the college like drafts? Is that why?
I don't know. That's because
baseball, like you can have the high school kids, so maybe like that was skewed. I don't know, but it seems like it's all based around drafts, and you can change that.
Now, you mentioned, and I think you phrased it right, baseball's worst nightmare. Imagine baseball, then again, never owns the summer.
That's their worst nightmare. I mean, they owned a season of the year.
In baseball, you could hang your hat for 100 years on owning 6 months.
Yeah.
Right? And then football started to become wildly popular. Basketball has made a huge comeback over the last 30 years. Hockey took a hit during the lockout, but then, you know,
it's steady.
It's that annoying other sport.
Kind of.
Baseball especially, yeah.
Exactly.
But yeah. Might have the most exciting playoffs of all four sports.
Absolutely. So imagine baseball takes a way, way back seat this year.
Yeah.
If they even do come back, and Scherzer, as we'll get into again in a second, drop the gauntlet. Imagine all that happens, and then to start next year, the NHL and NBA are like, our seasons are going to leak a little bit more into the summer.
Yeah, that worked out pretty well for us.
If you're Rob Manfred and you basically just took over as commissioner, what, 6 years ago, seven years ago? Could have been longer. I don't know. Lost track of time. I don't even know what day it is. Thanks, pandemic.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, imagine you're the commissioner that then has to face the shifting of two major sports.
And take it to the next level with ticket sales. One, would you really want to buy Philly season ticket packages when you got Flyers and Sixers playoff series happening whenever?
Nope.
And two, where the real money's made, think about the corporations and the companies that spend for the super boxes and the luxury suites. If you you could stagger it out where you have a Phillies box and a Flyers Sixers box.
Mm-hmm.
Now you might be forced to choose one of those three. Like, baseball should be terrified right now of MLB and NHL shifting their calendar years. They really should.
The dark side of my mind, so the dark place in my mind, is going to the avenue more so as this creeps further down the line, especially with Scherzer yesterday. As it creeps further down the line, it goes to, you guys need to work on you. Because
yeah.
Guess what? If the NHL does end up starting, if Christmas Day is the start of the NBA, and let's say around New Year's Day is the start, you know, after January 1st mm-hmm. is the start of the NHL season, and they bleed even more into the summer, baseball, you need to work on you.
I wonder if there's some kind of an agreement among commissioners, and there has been for all of life. Like, don't do that.
I doubt it.
Don't. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, why wouldn't you have seen it done? It just seems so logical. I mean, you know, we've been talking about it forever that basketball should start on Christmas, mm-hmm. you know, and I remember listening to Anthony always say, oh, basketball should start on Christmas. I was like,
Anthony's been
point.
On this for like a decade.
He has. And God bless him. You know, it's a great thought. It's a great idea. But I wonder, I mean, that's pretty ballsy that you're taking away a summer. The boys of summer. Summer is owned by baseball.
Yeah.
Like, are you going to be the... I'm just saying, you know, you're
a
commissioner of a league. I wonder if the four commissioners, if there is some kind of an understanding, like, no, stay in your lane because we need to own summer.
Eh.
Where
can I make more money?
I hear you.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, when's enough money?
I mean, no, but I understand.
Yeah.
When's enough? I don't know. Never. I mean, that's really the thing. I mean, these guys didn't get to be the billionaires that they are without having that type of mindset. But here's this. If I find out that I can start my NHL season with a stadium series, if I can start off on January 1st, and this is my own, or, you know, around that date, well, then I'm going to do it. And if my season bleeds into the summer a little bit more, why the hell should I? But has baseball ever looked at hockey and been like, oh, hey, sorry about our World Series?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, no.
Yeah, I you know, there's only four people that have those jobs.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if there's an understanding if throughout time, as all these four sports have played, if there is an understanding. I don't know. I hear you, and I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I just wonder.
You think they discuss this at their Eyes Wide Shut like orgy parties that they're going to for the rich and famous?
Yeah, like, in the Redwood forest.
One guy's got like a crow mask on. He's like, you know, we don't bleed into each other's seasons, right? Except here at the orgies, we bleed into each other here.
The other guy's wearing a Venetian mask.
Yeah,
right there, with a feather coming out of his hat. Yeah, not that I've been there or been told about. But anyway,
no, I hear what you're saying, but I would doubt
it. But if you're the commissioner of any other sport, you're looking at the 30 owners that you essentially work for, and you're going, hey, guys, there's a great way to make money, but we're not going to do it because baseball.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, what?
And if I'm NBA and NHL, I go, hey, guys, guess what? We can get out of the shadows of the NFL.
Exactly. Yeah.
So screw baseball.
Pretty much.
Because we're up against a titan in the NFL, and guess what? If we can have our season shift away from theirs, more money for us.
This whole pandemic could change the whole landscape of sports forever.
Totally.
And guys, I'm not even talking about people going to games. I'm talking about
yeah.
from the structure of seasons, from this point on, it could be affected forever. Mm-hmm.
Well, there has to be a reason. If three schmoes like us think it's so great and you know you could make so much more money and knock out another sport, why hasn't it been done?
Because it's like baseball not altering the game dramatically. It's right. Just that's the way it's always been.
Right. It's dramatic change. People don't generally like
change is scary to people.
It is horrifying when you think about it. Like, if I change this, that means I'm going into the unknown.
Yeah. I mean, your point's valid. I'm sure we're missing something, Bob, but... I mean,
it seems too simple.
I would think if the NBA and NHL can get out of the shadows of the NFL, they're doing that.
What,
a third of their season?
What could we have missed? You, Venetian masks? What do you got?
Orgies.
Orgies. Feathers in the cap.
Yeah. Verbal agreements.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
Do robes. We didn't mention the robes.
And candles.
Oh, and no cameras.
Right.
There we go. So, Bob, what could we be missing? Obviously, we've done our research on all this. But no, NHL start of the season with the Stadium Series.
Boom. Multiple.
But the other thing is...
Have multiple games.
It would be awesome. State College, Penguins, Flyers to kick off the season.
Oh, yeah. But the other thing is, I as a guy that does love hockey and like loves the Flyers more specifically, it would be wild to me to see baseball become hockey. Where it's... And a lot of the major circles... It becomes an afterthought.
The fourth sport.
And think about this. Like, what, 15 years ago, would we ever thought that baseball wouldn't be in the Olympics?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.